Good afternoon, everybody. It's really an honor to be here, to be in this audience and in this panel, and to share with this audience with you. Thank you, Alejandro, for the invitation. So let me share a little bit about Uruguay's case. Our government is very much committed to climate action and conservation of nature. So from the beginning of this administration, in our budget law, we added an article where we spoke about mainstreaming environmental policy into our economic policy. So we can't see this as two different policies. They both have to come together. Uruguay has taken concrete steps in this environmental and economic policy. And let me at this point tell you that for the Ministry of Economy and Finance, it's not only important to address environmental challenges because we care about our people, our citizens, the citizens from the whole planet, but as economic policymaker, we have to consider that we are facing a complete change in the paradigm in which goods are produced, services are traded, investment is made. So if as policymaker, as economic policymaker, our ultimate goal is to have more jobs and well-paid jobs, then we have to look forward and incorporate today environmental issues in the way we invest, in the way we produce, in the way we trade. So it's also, that's very important with that perspective, is that we sit in the Ministry of Economy and Finance, and together with the other ministries, the whole government pushes forward with this idea. So Alejandro was asking what we did in terms of financing and this idea of incorporating environmental policy into economic policy. We think that it's very strategic to align incentives so that the cost of funding is related to the environmental behavior that a country does. And right from the beginning, and now I'm sharing the two views, my hat as Minister of Economy in Uruguay and my former hat as Chair of the DC, because really with the team we discussed both topics at the same time. So back in 2021, we presented in the co-chair that I had with Mia Motley, Uruguay presented the idea that the different countries, when they contribute to the production of global public goods, they should receive a different treatment. And again, this treatment should be in terms of different access or better access to markets, but also different and better cost of funding. So with this idea, we worked in Uruguay for many months. And finally, at the end of last year, we issued a global bond, a sovereign sustainability-linked bond in the capital markets, where the interest rate of the bond is linked to two key performance indicators that come from the Paris Agreement. So from all the NDCs one that we had, that Uruguay presented in the Paris Agreement, we chose two of them. The first one is the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions, and the second one is the conservation of native forestry. These indicators were chosen after a long of lots of conversation with investors, and especially the second one that speaks about biodiversity and conserving nature. This was something that we hadn't thought about at the beginning, but it came from the investors as a very important point. So the scheme that we have in the bond is a two-way coupon. If Uruguay outperforms the targets, then we have a step down. That means we pay less interest payment. If Uruguay, on the contrary, doesn't reach the targets, we have a step up and we have to pay a higher interest rate. That is the way that the bond works. Previously, early in the year, Chile had issued a bond which only had a step up. In the case of Uruguay, we chose a two-way coupon, so there is a step up and also a step down. And we were very successful with the bond in terms of pricing, in terms of the demand that we faced. In fact, we had many new accounts. I would say 25% of the investors were new accounts to Uruguay. So that was very productive also in terms of diversifying the investor base. And we did a lot of work with other with different multilateral institutions, because of course you have to be very careful to choose your indicators. You have to have a second party opinion that says how ambitious your indicators are. You have to have somebody measuring, verifying, validating what you measure. So we worked a lot with the United Nations Development Program in this regard. This is in terms of our bond issued last year. Let me now go back to the second part of what I understood of Alejandro's question. How can we link this to, how can we scale up this idea, not only for Uruguay, but for the challenges that we are facing in terms of environment that my colleague Mia previously pointed out? Well, we think that we could have a similar instrument in terms of not a bond, but a loan dispersed from a multilateral institution. And in that regard, we have been working for many months now with the World Bank. We are also working with the IDB and maybe with some other institution in bringing up a similar design. In the case of the World Bank, we are thinking of an instrument where that I would say that fits perfectly well to what the World Bank has presented as the evolution framework of the World Bank Group. This is something that this week during the IMF and World Bank spring meetings, we have been discussing a lot so far, and we will continue. This afternoon, we will have the development committee, and this is the topic that's going to be in the agenda. How can the World Bank help in the in addressing the climate challenges, in addressing climate mitigation and adaptation? So the instrument, this financial instrument that we have been working with the staff of the World Bank, is a loan, again, linked, the interest rate of the loan is linked to two key performance indicators. In this case, we are working with the reduction of methane emission from the livestock, and again, with natural forestry, with the conservation of natural forestry. The interesting feature in this case is that we are not having a two-way coupon, but we have only a step down coupon. So for when a country contributes to the global public good, if a country fulfills the commitment that has been chosen as the key performance indicator, they have to pay less interest. We don't have a pay up. And this is very important. We only speak about positive incentives. And this makes a whole difference when we look at this from the point of view of the multilateral. It's also very important who pays for this pay down, because if the World Bank disperses a loan to Uruguay, if Uruguay meets the targets, then Uruguay will pay less interest. Well, what happens with the balance sheet of the bank? Who pays that? And this is a very important discussion that's also going on this week and will continue. Currently, we are working so that the step down is funded by a fund that the World Bank has, a global public good fund. And we hope that that fund is replenished by outside countries, by donors. So my point is that we are working so that the funds don't come from the balance sheet of the multilateral. Why? Because if it is the balance sheet of the multilateral that supports that the step down, that means that all shareholders equally, they are all contributing for this step down. And we want those countries that are more developed, that have higher income, that have contributed more in the emissions, in greenhouse gas emissions, to contribute more now in addressing the climate problem. So we think that this instrument fits very well to the current challenges, and fits very well to the evolution framework that is currently discussed. So there are other characteristics. I think that I will stop here and give way to other panelists. Thank you.